booth at Tom Field in Wausau. It is Wausau E7, Medford 6. We'll come back, look at the stats, look at the scoring, look at our broadcast schedule, try to take a look at the scoreboard as well. 7-6 Lumberjacks. This is Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
Craving flavor, fun, and a little hometown flair? Welcome to the Mill Yard, Wausau's hottest country bar and grill since 2023. We've been serving up legendary fish fry Fridays, mouth-watering roasted chicken, juicy signature burgers, and can't-miss daily specials. It's more than food, it's an experience. Play darts, hit the jukebox, or catch the game with a cold one in hand. The Mill Yard, where heart, hustle, and hometown hospitality come together. Open daily at 11 a.m. just north of Wausau on County Road W. The Mill Yard. Come join the party.
What's your idea of fall fun?
Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Looking to bring a little touch of Vegas to the neighborhood? On October 18th from 2 to 8 p.m., the annual Pub Crawl Bingo invites guests to join the fun at Catlin Street Pub, Matt's 101 Pub, LT Club, and Chatterbox Bar. It promises an afternoon packed with drinks, prizes, and a bit of Sin City sparkle, all in support of St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Early registration is just $10 at any participating bar. Don't miss the excitement. It's bingo, it's a crawl, it's Vegas right at home.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm, also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We'll be right back.
And Chad Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field in Wausau. It is halftime of this great Northern Conference matchup between the Wausau East Lumberjacks and the Medford Raiders. Wausau East 7, Medford 6. Wausau East came in 1-4 overall, 0-3 in the GNC, looking to snap a four-game losing streak, while Medford is 2-3 overall. They are 2-1 in the conference after a big win last week, 20-18 over previously undefeated Lakeland. But here it is 7-6 Lumberjacks as they try to get that first conference victory of the season. Let's take a look at the numbers. Boy, big rushing first half for Medford. They got 121 yards on 11 carries from Will Wolchek. Sawyer Elsner was also very effective, 81 yards on 15 carries. Six carries, 16 yards, and a touchdown for Carson Ingersoll. And Colton Sosha had two carries for 10 yards. 228 yards on the ground for Medford. And it's a good thing for the Raiders because they got nothing through the air. Passing the football, Nick Krause was 0 for 5 for 0 yards, including an interception. And Cash Toombs was 0 for 1 for 0 yards as well. So, again, all rushing so far in this game for the Medford Raiders. So 228 on the ground, 0 through the air, 228 yards of total offense for Medford. For the Wausau East Lumberjacks, they got 6 carries for 51 yards from Ian Stahl, 6 attempts for negative 13 yards for Cam Rye, and Cash Ryan Seafelt had 1 carry for 3 yards. Passing the football, sophomore QB Cam Rye in his first start, he was 4 out of 7 in the first half, 98 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. One catch, 90 yards for a touchdown for Tanner Kostrowski. Two catches for 6 yards for Ian Stahl. One catch for 2 yards for Aiden Kildee. 41 yards on the ground, 98 yards through the air, 139 yards of total offense for Wausau East. East got on the board first, a 90-yard touchdown pass from Rye to Kostrowski. 7:23 to go in the first half, and it was a 7-0 lead for Wausau East. I should say 7:23 to go in the first quarter. It was 7-0 Wausau East. Medford then responded with 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. A 1-yard touchdown run by Carson Ingersoll. The 2-point conversion was no good, and the Lumberjacks still led 7-6 and would stay that way for the entirety of the first half. 7-6, Wausau East over Medford. We'll take another timeout, then come back and take a look at some other scores around the area and also look at our upcoming broadcast schedule as well. Again, from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field, I'm Chad Holmes. The score is Wausau East 7, Medford 6. Back in a few moments here on 98.9 WXCO.
Are you in the game for more than your ordinary shopping experience? Visit Grand Ave Artifactory at 2312 Grand Avenue on Wausau's southeast side, where yesterday's style meets today's creativity, featuring antique and vintage treasures, upcycled and handcrafted items, and local products. You're sure to score big with unique finds. Discover something special and support local. Grand Ave Artifactory proudly supports Wausau East Athletics.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, The Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
Since 1981, Lobno's has been Wausau's favorite sports bar. Grab a bit of Wausau's past while you're watching your favorite sports teams at their historic turn-of-the-century establishment. Lobno's is the perfect place to catch all the sports action on their 15 enormous flat-screen TVs, enjoy a night on the town with friends, or have a celebration in their private party room, a great place for birthdays, anniversaries, clubs, or meetings. Lobno's, Wausau's oldest and finest sports bar, 3rd Street, Wausau.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Chad Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field in Wausau. Just about a minute away from the kickoff for the second half. Wausau East 7 and Medford 6. Three of the four games tonight in the Great Northern Conference are tight ones, and there's one blowout. Right now, this game, of course, East 7, Medford 6 at halftime. Also tonight, Mosinee and Tomahawk. This game being played in Tomahawk. Undefeated Tomahawk. 7-7 game at halftime. So Tomahawk 7, Mosinee 7. Just before halftime, about 30 seconds to go in the first half, Merrill and Lakeland are tied up 14-14. And at halftime, Rhinelander leads Antigo 35-0. So again, those are the scores right now in the Great Northern Conference. Four games on the itinerary for tonight. Three very tight games, and that's what we expect in this conference. Quick note, don't forget to join myself and Jason Foster this Wednesday and every Wednesday night as we have the big high school sports show. We will recap all the high school football action from this weekend, look ahead to week number 7. We will have a coach guest, and we will have a student athlete guest as well. So again, big high school sports show this Wednesday and every Wednesday night, 6 until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau East will get the football first to begin play in the third quarter. Lumberjacks will go from right to left here in the third quarter of play. Kicking it off for Medford will be Nick Krause. Going back deep for Wausau East will be Caden Meverden. Again, we have not seen hardly a whisper of wind tonight. That flag has been pretty limp throughout. Again, just a very pleasant evening. I'm glad you could spend part of it with us here on 98.9 WXCO. Kickoff is angled and goes out of bounds on the far sideline. So it looks like Medford really wants nothing to do with kicking it to Caden Meverden. So the Lumberjacks will take over first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Again, Cam Rye, the sophomore QB, getting his first start tonight. He is 4 out of 7 for 98 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. The interception was not his fault. It was a good pass, bounced off the hands of the receiver. So, again, solid first half for Cam Rye. One catch, 90 yards, and the touchdown for Tanner Kostreski. Six carries, 51 yards for Ian Stahl, the running back. Football on the right-hand hash. First and 10, and they're going to mark it at the 36-yard line, first and 10. Rye takes the snap, handoff Ian Stahl, makes a nice cut, gets to the 40, drags a tackler to the 44. Nice cut right as he got beyond the line of scrimmage by Ian Stahl, and then finished the run hard, falling forward for a gain of 8 on the play. Another solid effort for Ian Stahl tonight. Last week he had a bad leg. He was limping around in practice the day before, but still played well against Mosin-8. Had 16 carries for 80 yards and a touchdown, and now has 59 yards on just 7 carries. Again, Stahl kicks it left-hand side, cuts ahead, has the first down, and falls forward to the 48-yard line. 4-yard gain for Ian Stahl, so back-to-back rushes for the Wausau East senior, and the sticks are moved. And that's one thing that the Lumberjacks need to do here in the second half. They need to maintain possession, do not allow Medford to have the ball as much as they did in the first half of play. Giving the play to his teammates in the huddle is Cam Rye. And now Rye will break and head to the line of scrimmage. Receiver off to the right-hand side, lined up as a wing on the left-hand side is Meverden. There's the snap. It is a run. With it is Meverden. Meverden will be hit at the line of scrimmage and brought down. A sweep to the right-hand side to Meverden. And want to get the ball in the hands of Caden Meverden. Have not seen that. He's not caught any balls. That's the first time he's run with it. But ready for it was Medford. Second down and 10. Coming to the near sideline, getting the play again is Rye. One of the things that high school football offenses want to do is stay ahead of the sticks. And now these second and longs are tough against good defenses. Ball on the right-hand hash. Pistol formation. Rye starts the count. Hard count, takes the snap. Fake handoff. Now moves to the left. Looking to throw. He'll fire. He's got his man complete at the 45 with his Meverden. Spins off a tackler 40. Near sideline and run out of bounds at the 37-yard line. A short pass and then making a man miss was Caden Meverden. Picks up 15 yards and a Lumberjack first down. Just said you need to get the football in the hands of the very dangerous Caden Meverden. First catch of the night. It is his 17th catch of the season. 17 grabs for Meverden for 280 yards, averaging 16.5 yards per catch. First and 10 East at the Medford 37. Ball on the left-hand hash. Rye, handoff with it is Stahl. Left-hand side, hit the line of scrimmage, keeps the feet pumping, and gets a little bit of yardage to about the 35. Pickup of 2 on that run for Ian Stahl. Second down and about 8 yards to go for Wausau East. Again, the Lumberjacks, the only team in the Great Northern without a win. It's been a very competitive conference. Lumberjacks felt like they let a couple get away against Tomahawk in that 11-10 loss and then had a 14-0 lead against Rhinelander before Rhinelander came back to win 28-14. Three receivers right, one to the left. Rye looks over to the sideline, now starts the count, takes the snap. There is a whistle and a false start coming up on Wausau East. That will make it a second and 13. Again, just mentioned it. Jack's got away with it a few moments ago with 2nd and 10. They're going to have to do it again, this time 2nd and 13. Lumberjacks have kept the ball for the entirety of this third quarter. Clock is moving, 9 minutes and 20 seconds to go. 7-6 East with the lead. Both the touchdowns came back in the first quarter. 90-yard touchdown pass to Tanner Kostrowski from Cam Rye and a 1-yard touchdown run by Ingersoll for Medford. 2nd and 13. Rye takes the snap. Handoff, left-hand side. Ian Stahl turns it 35-30. Near side, 25 to the 20. He's going to go. 10-5 touchdown. Once he got through the first wave of tacklers, Ian Stahl on the near sideline takes it to the house. 40 yards, and the Lumberjacks now lead 13-6. 40-yard touchdown run puts Ian Stahl over 100 yards rushing on only 10 carries here tonight. Boy, once he turned that corner, hit it hard, broke through the one tackle attempt, and then he was gone. So a 90-yard touchdown pass and now a 40-yard touchdown run. And now the extra point is Gio Gomez will come out and attempt the PAT. Kick is up, it's pushed to the right, and it's just inside the upright. Not by much, but it just squeezed through. 14-6, Wausau East. We'll have the kickoff in 30 seconds. This is East Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Since 1981, Lopnos has been Wausau's favorite sports bar. Grab a bit of Wausau's past while you're watching your favorite sports teams at their historic turn-of-the-century establishment. Lopnos is the perfect place to catch all the sports action on their 15 enormous flat-screen TVs, enjoy a night on the town with friends, or have a celebration in their private party room. A great place for birthdays, anniversaries, clubs, or meetings. Lopnos, Wausau's oldest and finest sports bar, 3rd Street, Wausau.
And back from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field in Wausau. 8 minutes and 53 seconds to go in the third quarter, and the Wausau East Lumberjacks have taken a 14-6 lead over the Medford Raiders. There appears to be some sort of issue at the far end of the field off to my right. Referee is pointing towards that direction, and I think maybe there might be a light on or something along those lines. In the parking lot area off to our right. So not sure exactly what it is, but the official saw something they wanted taken care of, and one of the TV videographers was able to run down there and take care of business. So a terrific start in the second half for East. 14-6 is the lead. Here comes the approach by Gomez, and he'll get a good foot into it. Taken at the 3-yard line. Up the middle to the 5 to the 10. Left-hand side to the 15. Now to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, and now into the secondary 40. Far sideline to the 50, and brought down in East territory at the 48-yard line is Colton Socha. So Socha takes it back 50 yards and gives Medford outstanding field position on the east side of the field. They'll mark it officially at the 49-yard line. So call that a 48-yard kickoff return for Colton Socha to give Medford an opportunity to try to get that touchdown back. So right to the line of scrimmage comes Medford. Tight formation this time. Wing back on the right-hand side. Double tight end set. And now another delay here. The officials again. And apparently the issue, one of the officials is pointing and saying, get out of here. I'm not sure, but over on the far side to my right in the parking lot area, one of the officials has gone over there and trying to get somebody to do something. And again, I can't really see it from our broadcast booth, but it's been taken care of, and now we'll have 1st and 10 here for Medford. So the Raiders now come to the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. Run to the right-hand side. Breaking through with it is to the 45, and falling forward to the 43 is Will Wolchek. Again, Wolchek, who had a great first half, able to pick up about six on that first down play. Well, they'll mark at the 44, so call a five-yard gain. Wolchek now with 126 yards on 12 attempts in this game. 8 minutes and 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 14-6, East with the lead. There's the snap, another little counter, left-hand side, and getting hit and falling forward is Elsner to about the 40-yard line. Again, one of those direct snaps to Wolchek, and coming on the counter to the left-hand side is Wolchek. Falls forward for a gain of four to the 40-yard line. Elsner's knocking on the door of 100 yards tonight as well. He has 16 carries for 85 yards. Back to the line of scrimmage again comes Medford. There's the snap. Hand off to the fullback and falling down at the 40, and that will be short of the first down. That was Sawyer Elsner taking the handoff. And he did not get anything. In fact, lost about a foot, and it'll be fourth down and one. Lumberjacks have been great on short yardage situations so far tonight. So now another opportunity for Wausau East to try to get a fourth down stop. They did it back at their own five-yard line in the first half, keeping Medford out of the end zone. 14-6 is the score. Under center is Krause. Starts the count. There's the snap. Hand off and getting stuffed in the backfield is the runner. Four red jerseys all over Elsner, and he is thrown for a two-yard loss on the play. That is just a matter of being up front and making the play. The middle of the line, I'm sure Miles Mallory was in on it. Malcolm McEachin is in on it. I'm sure that Aiden Kildee was in on it. But a loss of two for Elsner. And for the second time tonight, third and fourth down stops for Wausau East. So now the Jacks have good field position at their own 42-yard line, first down and 10. There's the snap. Handoff near side, looking for room, but not finding a lot of it. And a flag thrown into the middle of the offensive front. As again, trying to find room on the left-hand side was Ian Stahl, but the defensive front, the right-hand side of the defensive front for Medford was all over it. It'll be basically no gain, but now a hold will probably push the Lumberjacks back. So now that will push the Jacks back. Boy, you hate to see it because such good field position to start this drive, and now instead of first and 10 or even second and 10 at your own 42-yard line, it is now a first down and 20 yards to go for Wausau East. Long yardage situation for East. Cam Rye. Three receivers right, one to left. Pitch out, right-hand side. Oh, bobble, but grabbed by Ian Stahl, and then he is run over at the line of scrimmage. That play, the timing never appeared to be right. Pitch to the right-hand side, little bobble, and then by that point, a couple of white-jerseyed Medford defenders on the left-hand side of their front have broken through, and it'll be no gain on the play. Second down and 20 now for Wausau East. 11 carries, 105 yards, and a touchdown in this game for Ian Stahl. Exactly halfway through the third quarter, 6 minutes to go, 14-6, Wausau East with the lead. Three receivers right, one, two to left. Empty backfield for Cam Rye. Rye looking to throw, has plenty of time. Deep over the middle, incomplete. Intended receiver right down the center of the field for Wausau East was Henry Moss. Henry Moss was the intended receiver. Again, all night long for the most part, Cam Rye had plenty of time to throw. Boy, the offensive front back to full strength tonight after missing a couple of players last week at Mosinee has been stellar for Wausau East. They have given their young quarterback plenty of time, not been pressured throughout the evening. But now East has a third down and, 20 yards to go. Cam Rye, hard count now, looking to throw. He will fire. He's got a man, but over the top of the intended receiver, Mevernon. that time trying to get a little pressure on with Medford. They brought one of the backers. They tried to blitz that time. It did force Cam Wright, I think, throw it a little bit quicker than he wanted to. It was a little bit out of the reach of Caden Meverden running across about 5 yards downfield. So that's a big stop for the Medford defense. They gave up the ball in tough field position, but East not able to take advantage. So the Lumberjacks will punt it away. Meverden setting up at his 21-yard line for the snap. Here comes the kick. High but short. Angle to the far side. A late fair catch. And then letting it go was the receiver, Wolchek. And it'll be down by East at the 40-yard line. So first and 10 for Medford at their own 40. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is Wausau East 14, Medford 6. Thanks to our sponsors of high school football with the Lumberjacks, including Grand Avenue Art Factory, the Callan Street Pub, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, and Compass Properties, all terrific supporters of our broadcast tonight of Wausau East football on WXCO. There's the snap. Pitch out to the deep man, Wolchek. He is hit in the backfield and brought down on the far side of the field as coming in there. Trying to see again, pitching in for the defensive backfield. I think that is actually Connor Machi. Connor Machi came in there and was able to make that tackle and throw the runner for a loss of 3 yards on the play. Well, the Jacks, I mean, there's been times where Medford has run it effectively, but boy, East has made a whole bunch of big plays on the defensive side. Two receivers on the right-hand side. Nick Krause takes the snap. Handoff getting through the first way, but flags are thrown. Whistles are blown. Some early movement on the offensive side of the football, and that will cost Medford 5 yards. So the Raiders are pushed back to the 32-yard line. It will be second down and 18 yards to go. .450 on the clock. The clock is rolled back into play. Wausau East 14, Medford 6. Raiders are 2-1 in the conference. Lumberjacks are 0-3, so a must game for East as they try to work their way back into the playoff picture. I formation, straight back. Here's the handoff. Up the middle, big opening beyond the 40 to the 42, maybe 43-yard line for Sawyer Elsner. That's a pretty good chunk of yardage on that second and long play. Able to pick up about 10 yards on the play. So now third and 8 after a second and 18. 93 yards unofficially on 19 carries for Sawyer Elsner. Ball on the left-hand hash. Big third down play. Again, power eye, three backs. Hand off to the deep man, Wolchek, left-hand side. He cuts to the 45, and he's brought down short of the first down. It will be fourth and about 2.5 yards to go. Depends on the mark. It looks like it'll be 47, so it'll be about 3 yards to go after a 5-yard gain for Will Wolchek. And it looks like at this point, Medford, I think, will be going for it on 4th and 3. So another 4th down situation. Lumberjacks the last couple of times have made the big play. Ball on the left-hand hash. Medford breaks the huddle back to the line of scrimmage. Tight formation. Under center is Nick Krause. I formation right behind him. Krause takes the snap. Play action. Looking to throw. Fires it left-hand side. Incomplete. Double coverage. Not fooled one bit on that pass play by Medford where the Lumberjacks. And another 4th down stop for Wausau East. So the Jacks will get it back with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. East 14, Medford 6. So now East, a great opportunity to try to stretch this one out just a little bit. Ball at the Medford 47, 1st and 10. Boy, you'd love to get a score right here, make it a 15-point lead. Two receivers left, one to the right. Cam Rye, the quarterback, in the pistol. Ian Stahl lined up right behind him. Rye takes the snap. Rye, handoff. Stahl finds a seam, 45 to the 40. Breaks a tackle to the 35 and brought down at the 33-yard line. Stahl again. He is not letting that first contact bring him down. 14 yards and a first down. 119 yards unofficially on 12 carries now for Ian Stahl. So now the Jacks have it to the Medford 33-yard line. Football on the right-hand hash. Four receivers set. Two left, two right. Stahl, the lone running back. Pistol formation. Cam Rye looks over the defense. Now starts the count. Rye takes the snap. Looking to throw. Rye going to fire it deep down the middle. He has a man. Grab is made. Meverden at the five. What a grab going over the defender was Caden Meverden, and it'll be first down and goal to go. That was just a great one-on-one effort by the receiver, Caden Meverden. It is a 29-yard pickup. It will be first down and goal. And it was a terrific throw by the sophomore as well. Second catch. And there's a push into the middle with Stahl. Touchdown! Ian Stahl takes it in from 3 yards out, and the Lumberjacks have made it a two-score game, 20-6, pending the extra point. Second touchdown run of the night for Ian Stahl. This time, the Lumberjacks able to take advantage of the field position and have a 47-yard touchdown drive. Gio Gomez will attempt the PAT. Kick is up, it's blocked. It was picked up by East and moved into the end zone. Are they going to, is that the old Chester Marco play? Did he grab it behind the line of scrimmage? Because if you grab it behind the line of scrimmage, then you can bring it back in, and they'll say no good. It was beyond the line of scrimmage when it was grabbed by East and pushed into the end zone. 20-6, 2:17 to go in the third quarter. Kickoff in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
.17 to go in the third quarter. 20-6 Wausau East back from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. There's the kickoff by Gomez. Played on a hop at the 10. To the 15. Moved to the left-hand side to the 20. To the 25. Far sideline to the 30. To the 35. To the 40. And out of bounds just short of the 45-yard line is Colton Socha again. Boy, Socha has had a couple of good returns back-to-back. And again, some pretty good field position for Medford to begin this drive. So now for Medford, this is not the game they like to play. They don't like to play by being behind and then especially by multi-scores. So they have not been able to throw it. They've attempted seven passes tonight. They've completed zero. 0 for 7, 0 yards and an interception. Ball on the left-hand hash. Back to the line of scrimmage. Come the Raiders. Nick Krause under center. Again, tight formation. Late substitution. A lot of confusion right now for Medford. And now finally they're set. Here's the handoff. Breaking a tackle beyond the 50 to the 45. Into the 40 is Sawyer Elsner right up the middle. And Elsner able to pick up a good chunk of yardage. Pick up 17 yards and a first down. 110 yards unofficially. A second 100-yard rusher. Boy, you don't see this very often. A pair of 100-yard rushers on the same team and only 6 points. First and 10, Medford at the East 39. Two receivers to the left. Again, Krause under center. There is the snap. It is a handoff. Hit in the backfield is Elsner, and he is brought down. First contact by Peyton Dest. Nest with the initial stop on that play. Got some help as well. No gain on the play. Second and 10. Clock down to a minute 20 to go. Third quarter. Wausau East 20, Medford 6. Raiders taking their time in the huddle. Break and come to the line of scrimmage. Under center again is Nick Krause. Receivers left and right. And now offensive line steps back. And now a whistle. And what's going on here? Oh, looks like maybe one of the linemen have had some sort of equipment issue. So, yep, one of the linemen being sent off. Late substitution. So now back under center again is Nick Krause. Receivers left and right. There's the snap. Bobble, but he grabs it. Now looking to throw. Fires it down the left-hand side. Underthrown, intercepted. 15 to the 20. 25 to the 30. 35 to the 40. That's Medford into the 50. He's going to go. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Underthrown ball picked by Caden Meverden, who takes it to the house. And East leads 26-6. Oh, wait a second. There is a penalty. It's after the play. There's a flag for unsportsmanlike conduct on East, but the touchdown will count. 85-yard or so interception return by Meverden. Well underthrown ball. Then once Meverden got it, he outran everybody to the end zone. And now the Jags are blowing this one open. Gio Gomez will come out and attempt the PAT. Oh, it looks like the Jags are going to go for two in this situation. Up by 20, they want to make it 22. So East will break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage. Rye in the pistol. Motion from left to right. They'll play action, rolling right, going to the end zone. What a grab! Yes! Oh, what a grab on the far end, and a foot was brought in. Is that Stahl trying to see at the far end of the field? But what a grab. It looked like it was overthrown. Fingertip grab, and then dragging the foot was Ian Stahl for the two-point conversion. What a terrific grab. Number one to make the catch, and then number two to get the foot down. 46 seconds to go in the third. 28-6 Wausau East. Kickoff in 30 seconds on 98.9 WXCO.
From industrial coatings to containment systems, Northland Painting and Coatings Incorporated, proudly based in Wausau, offers customized solutions to fit your exact needs. Whether you're working on new construction or updating an existing space, our experienced team is here to handle all your painting projects with care and quality. Looking for tough, long-lasting floors? Our epoxy and urethane flooring systems are a great fit for garages, machine shops, aircraft hangars, and heavy-duty industrial areas. At Northland Painting and Coatings Incorporated, we believe in doing the job right and putting our customers first. Every time, visit northlandpainting.net to learn more and get in touch with our friendly local team. We'd love to work with you.
46 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's been a huge quarter for Wausau East. It was 7-6 at halftime, and now Wausau East has taken the lead 28-6 here in the final moments of the third quarter. So kickoff coming up after the 15-yard mark off for the penalty. There's a line drive. It'll be taken at the 36-yard line, up to the 40, 45 to the 50, into East territory to the 45-yard line is Cash Toombs for Medford. So the Lumberjacks defense, again, it's the field position has been good for Medford in this quarter. They just have not been able to take advantage of it, and the Lumberjacks have just been able to make play after play. So first down and 10 for the Raiders. Ball in the left-hand hash. pistol formation. Oh, and Toombs slips as he takes the snap in the backfield. His knee goes down at the 48-yard line, and that will be a loss of three on the play. So Cash Toombs, the quarterback on that play in the pistol, he took the snap and he was going to run with it, but then slipped and his knee went to the field. Thirteen seconds in the quarter, second and 13. There's the snap, direct snap. Left-hand side is Sawyer Elsner. He keeps the feet pumping, pushes the pile inside the 40, and gets pretty close to the first down. He gets it to the 37-yard line. Boy, he took contact about 6 yards further back, but a good run, and it'll leave a third down in about three when the fourth quarter gets underway. Big third quarter for East. 28-6 Lumberjacks. Fourth quarter coming up in 1 minute here on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
And as we come back to action, third down and three, and pushing forward, getting inside the 35-yard line and getting the first down is the quarterback. That is Cash Toombs. And that will be taken to the 32-yard line for a first down. 6-yard gain. But, boy, it's really hard for the Raiders to come back. I mean, this is a run team and down by three scores here in the fourth quarter. First and 10 from the Lumberjack 32. Direct snap. With it is Wolchek. Right-hand side. Finds a seam 30. Far side to the 25. Spins forward and gets the first down near the 20-yard line. So now that will be enough for the first down. It will be a 12-yard gain for Wolchek, who now has 140 yards rushing in the game. But tempo will have to be quick here for the Raiders. But they are going back into the huddle. Back to the line of scrimmage again. Now comes the direct snap. Up the middle is Elsner. He'll get it to about the 15-yard line. Gains about five on the play. Again, the clock ticking under 11 minutes to go. And now an injury. An injured Wausau East player, so a timeout on the field. 10:56 to go in the game. Wausau East 28, Medford 6. Back in a few moments here on 98.9 WXCO.
Craving flavor, fun, and a little hometown flair? Welcome to the Mill Yard, Wausau's hottest country bar and grill since 2023. We've been serving up legendary fish fry Fridays, mouth-watering roasted chicken, juicy signature burgers, and can't-miss daily specials. It's more than food, it's an experience. Play darts, hit the jukebox, or catch the game with a cold one in hand. The Mill Yard, where heart, hustle, and hometown hospitality come together. Open daily at 11 a.m., just north of Wausau on County Road W. The Mill Yard. Come join the party.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
Thank you. Second down and about six here for Medford at the Lumberjack 16. There's the snap. Handoff, right-hand side, trying to turn the corner. Inside the 15, keeping the feet pumping, looking for the first down, and it's going to be close as taking that run with Sawyer Elsner again. He'll be marked at the 10, and will that be to be just about a half a yard short of the first down? So Elsner. Ten minutes and 20 seconds to go. Third down and short. Toombs, oh, direct snap. Up the middle is Elsner. He will get inside the 10, get the first down, and fall forward to about the 7. So sticks will be moved, but it's tick, tick, tick right now. And this is where the Medford squad has had their most difficulty so far tonight. It's been inside the red zone, especially inside the 10. But now first and goal from the 7. Under 10 minutes to go. Back to the line of scrimmage. Wojcik will take the direct snap. He bounces off one tackler. Gets to the 5, and he'll be stacked up right there. Again, the front for Wausau East is doing a terrific job. And, boy, getting some penetration that time was Miles Mallory. Made Wojcik make a quick cut, and plenty of red jerseys there to help as well. It'll be second down and goal. Ball at the 6-yard line, so a 1-yard gain on that play. 9 minutes and 20 seconds to go. 28-6, Wausau East with the lead. And now a whistle and a timeout called by the Lumberjacks. So timeout East, and we'll take a quick timeout as well. 28-6, Wausau East. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking to bring a little touch of Vegas to the neighborhood? On October 18th from 2 to 8 p.m., the annual Pub Crawl Bingo invites guests to join the fun at Callan Street Pub, Matt's 101 Pub, LT Club, and Chatterbox Bar. It promises an afternoon packed with drinks, prizes, and a bit of Sin City sparkle, all in support of St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Early registration is just $10 at any participating bar. Don't miss the excitement. It's Bingo. It's a crawl. It's Vegas right at home.
Second down and goal for the Medford Raiders at the Wausau East 6-yard line. 9:18 to go. From our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, Wausau East 28, Medford 6. Quarterback is Cash Toombs. He's been the QB on this drive. He'll take the snap. He'll run it up the middle. He'll be hit from behind, but he drags the tackler to about the 1. So a 5-yard quarterback keeper right up the middle by Cash Toombs. It'll be third down and goal. This is, again, where it's been kind of tough for the Medford Raiders so far tonight. Wausau East has been outstanding in these short yardage situations, both on third and fourth downs. Back to the line of scrimmage comes Medford. Toombs takes the snap. It's a quarterback run. He is hit. He does not get there. Again, the Lumberjacks able to bring down the QB short of the goal line. 8 Kildee came in there and wrapped up Cash Toombs at the line of scrimmage. And another fourth down and goal here for Medford. At the very least, they're taking a lot more time than they want to, down by 3 scores. But now, fourth and goal from the 1. Back in at quarterback is Nick Krause. Krause takes the snap. He's looking to throw. Fires at the end zone. Incomplete. Not able to keep inbounds on the far side. 5 yards into the end zone. And another fourth down stop for the Wausau East defense. What a performance in third and fourth and short for the Wausau East defense here tonight. So now the Lumberjacks will take over. First and 10 at their own 1-yard line with 8:06 to go in the fourth quarter. And East holding a 28-6 lead. So now the Jags will break the huddle. Yes, got to get a little room to maneuver. Pistol formation for Cam Rye. Ian Stahl lined up behind him. There's the snap. Handoff, left-hand side, but flags are thrown at the snap. And won't be a big penalty on the Lumberjacks when your football is almost right to the goal line as it is. This will be one of the shortest penalties the Lumberjacks have all season. In fact, I would be surprised if they have another penalty that's shorter than this one. So now the Jacks will break the huddle back to the line of scrimmage. Boy, right now you just want to make a good snap, good handoff, and get a little bit of positive yardage. Rye takes the snap. Handoff. Oh, I don't know if he got out. He did not. Handoff to Ian Stahl. He did not get out of the end zone. And that will be a safety. So, a safety. And that's been an Achilles heel for the Lumberjacks this season. They had the two safeties allowed in the game against Medford, against Tomahawk. And now Medford gets a safety. And now 28-8 is the score. 7:56 to go, and there will be a free kick coming up for East. So this is not over yet, but, boy, Medford has just had so many chances. They've been stopped in the red zone time and time again, and only one score despite, again, having two runners with over 100 yards here in this game. Thanks again to Cloverbelt Credit Union, sponsor of our press box this season, our broadcast booth. Cloverbelt Credit Union, since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwausau.com. So now Gio Gomez will actually tee it up. You have the option. You can either tee it up or punt it from the 20-yard line. They will tee it up. Here comes the approach and the kick. Good kick. High end over end kick will be taken at the 26-yard line. Wojcik to the 30. 35 to the right-hand side to the 40. 45 cuts it back and gets to the midfield stripe before he's finally brought down. So another good return. That's, again, been a positive for Medford tonight. They've been able to get good returns. They've been able to get good field position. But the Wausau East Lumberjack defense has not allowed them to get points out of it. So first and 10 for Medford at the 50-yard line. 7:48 to go. It's been a very good night for the Jacks here at Tom Field. 28-8, Wausau East with the lead. Football on the right-hand hash. Cash Toombs, the quarterback, in the spread. Direct snap. Taken by Ingersoll, right-hand side. Ingersoll keeps his feet inside the 45, inside the 40, to the 35, and brought down on the right-hand hash at the 33-yard line. Ingersoll looked like he was almost down, but he kept that feet and able to gain about 13 extra yards, a 17-yard gain on the play. So Carson Ingersoll with a good pickup. Now first and 10, Medford at the Lumberjack 32. Back to the line of scrimmage come the Raiders. Toombs, no, it's a direct snap again. In the backfield, trying to get to the corner, and hit and brought down for a loss as Aiden Kildee again able to bring down Sawyer Elsner for a loss of a couple. Call it a one-yard loss on the play, but another big play for Aiden Kildee for Wausau East. .08 to go. Clock is ticking. Second down and 11 for Medford. Ball on the left-hand hash. Raiders. There's the snap. Little inside handoff. And falling forward inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. Grabbing it that time. First rush of the game for Connor Anderson. Connor Anderson takes it to the 30. That's a gain of 4 on the play. Third and 7 now for the Raiders. And again, the Jacks are really doing a nice job making Medford use time. Short gains, but short, and keeping the clock moving. Under 6.5 minutes to go. Toombs takes the snap. The quarterback up the middle. He will be stacked up and brought down. The initial contact came from
Peyton Ness, but there to finish up was Miles Mallory. Mallory with the tackle, but it was an initial hit that slowed down the runner for a three-yard gain. Fourth down and 4 yards to go. Another fourth down situation for Medford. Can the Jack defense do it again on fourth down? Three receivers right, one to the left. There's the snap. Flag is thrown. Thrown over the middle. Incomplete, but there was a flag down at the... It looked like some... It was on Medford.